Get an Akwe Now presents Gan Chev Cadillac GMC Buick Hooray for Coaches.
So we are back with another segment of Hooray for Coaches, highlighting some of the best coaches in the area here on MyFM. And we are here with Sharon Nixon and one of the mainstays of the Gan and Akwe Figure Skating Club. Sharon, always a pleasure to see you here. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Tim.
Well, we just really want to know, first of all, how'd you get involved in this whole coaching thing? Because you've been around it for a little while now.
I have, yeah. I think I've been involved over 20 years, but I've been on the ice since I was two. And kind of a funny story how I fell into coaching here in Kingston anyway. I finished high school. I grew up in Perth, finished high school, went off to McGill University and left skating behind. I landed here in about 1996 and didn't really know a lot of people, so I got involved in just skating again myself as an adult. And I had taken my coaching credentials throughout high school and kept up with coaching, but had never actually coached any skaters at that point. And when the local clubs found out I was a coach, they were always in need, I think, of more coaching staff. So I jumped on board, and a couple of years later, it sort of became more of a full-time gig, and I'm still going today, although slowing down a little bit as I approach the year of 50. But I do work with Skate Canada and Skate Ontario as well, so I'm sort of expanding my knowledge and giving back to other coaches and skaters throughout the province.
And so what have you gotten out of this whole experience? Because you've been around it a while, so you've gotten something out of it for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I think I always wanted to be a teacher. So I've dabbled in coaching or in teaching at the college and the university level locally. And it was kind of stressful. So I kind of fell back into something that I knew very well and loved. And I think it has been a wonderful opportunity to give back to something, as I said, that I've grown up doing and loved so much as a child. So it's nice to see that, you know, the faces of the young kids that you see on the ice and how happy they are. And it reminds you of why you started skating as well.
What are the biggest challenges that you find as a coach?
Yeah, so not so much the age ranges. I think our youngest this year that I started with was 22 months. So, you know, we do start them pretty young, and adults love to skate too. So I think it's great that it's an opportunity now for people to stay active for life. Challenging, I guess, is just keeping clubs going. I started my own skating school in Kingston in 2018, and that hasn't been as much of a challenge, but just trying to keep the prices, I think, affordable for families. And it's something, swimming and skating, I think, are the two activities that every person should have access to and know how to do. So I've actually got a Can Skate at School program going as well. Ice time's hard, right? Hockey, ringette, women's hockey, so many, you know, players that want that prime ice time, and it sits there in the day. So Can Skate at School allows us to bring school age children in and get the opportunity to skate that might not have it at night.
If somebody came to you and says, hey, you know, I really would like to get involved in coaching, you know, maybe a skating coach, maybe just a coach in general, what advice would you have for people that want to get involved?
I think it's a wonderful profession. It may not pay as well as other jobs, but it is so rewarding, and you can make it what you want to be. Most people now do not coach full time. It's sort of, you know, you find a career, you go to university, and then you fall back in love with what you started in. But I do recommend it highly. It's great to have on a resume, great for volunteer work, you know, if you aren't going to commit to full time coaching. It's just a fabulous opportunity to keep in touch with other people that have the same passion as you.
What's one or some of the accomplishments that you've had over your career that you're most proud of?
I've been thinking about this a lot lately. I was asked by our provincial body as well. So, you know, there are many highlights. You know, the first axel, the first double axel, those are huge accomplishments for the skater themselves. I've had skaters go on to compete nationally, and some represent Canada internationally. And so it's always nice to have a part in a journey like that. But I think really it's very simple. It's just the feeling you get when you finish, and people are grateful for having learned what they have from you, whether it's the work ethic or the discipline, or it really isn't the success. I always tell the skaters you won't remember the medals and those kinds of things. It's the people you've met along the way and that you'll keep in touch with the rest of your life that's really the most rewarding part of coaching.
And you know, it's great that you're doing this, and we appreciate you being a part of our Hooray for Coaches segment here. It's always a pleasure to have you here, Sharon, and thanks once again, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Thank you.